Zoe Gamora, starting a whole new sugya, Rosh Hashanah, where behind the scenes of the sugya, the ikar we're going to see on Sunday, Mitzvah Hashem, lies very, very deep inside the Siddushim Ezekim. We'll start slowly. Om Rav Yosef, Havali Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda told him, Shamita Yineh Nimar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda is a Talmud of Shmuel, Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Rav Bashas. And Rav Yosef came along and said that I heard that Rav Yehuda said over the name of Shmuel, Tarti, two things. Shemati Menu Shnei Dvarim, Din Rokum, Din Rarek, B'chad Amol Likani, B'chad Amol Likani, B'lo Yadana. The Kitzur, Rav Yehuda said over the name of Shmuel, Rav Yehuda said over in the name of Shmuel that to Rav Yosef that he heard something from his Rebbe Shmuel involving Rochem and Manik. He wasn't sure what he said. Now, so it's like this: Hechi dami ilema Rochem luchudei Manik luchudei ikuman diemad lakayim. Go slowly here, okay? There was a suffix what Shmuel told Rav Yehuda. Originally, the Gemara says the Gemara understood that what Shmuel told Rav Yehuda was that in the context of the Kenyan called Rosh of riding and Manik, which is pulling the animal, leading the animal, one of them is Koina, one of them is not Koina. So he said it can't be. If the agenda was that one of them is Koina, one of them is not, there's no question about it. Manik is classic Mashiach. You take the reins of the animal and you push it, you pull it, and you do Mashiach. Says Rashi, where nobody's leading the animal, strange Rashi. Rashi speaks out that Afkamina is, are you kind or not? So as she says, either this will be kama shmo b'chadmi na'i d'l'koni ma'an d'chot v'shat v'chota v'boile rav yudu v'havi na'i ma'an ayu l'chudim b'ikam ademad d'l'koni ha'mashiche yizu v'hem inigas b'mashiche, that's classic mashiche v'ati boile rav yudu ivali oma shmo b'chadmi na'i d'l'koni b'rochu v'udu kama l'ksot v'mashiche b'in attack v'yad v'regol. And Rashi says for the second time slowly that rochu, the animal didn't move. You already had a Rashi Naman Aleph, remember? Rashi Naman Aleph, rochu v'koina. I forgot the Rashi. The animal didn't move. He just sat on the horse. Here Rashi says again. So what does the Gemara say? If the suffix that they had was, he said that one of them is koina by itself, and the other one's not koina by itself, you can't have a suffix. Because if I have to pick one of them which is koina, one of them which is not koina, it's a no-brainer that Manik is koina, because Manik is classic Mashiach. That's a no-brainer. Why is Rochav not classic Mashiach? Says Rashi, because the animal didn't move. Says the Beis Halevi, we'll see in a minute soon. And when the Beis Halevi is inside, and if it doesn't move, so which Kenyan is it? Who Kenyan? Riding an animal. By the way, if I were to ask you, what could be the Kenyan of riding an animal if you're not pulling the animal, if the animal's not moving? So I would tell you, it's a new way of showing bitalus. Agree? It's a new way of showing bitalus. I'm riding the animal. I'm the balabos. I'm sitting on top of the horse, like they say the expression goes. And the word is, that's a way of showing bitalus. So the Gemara says that if Rochav, which is not moving, okay, if Rochav, which means not moving, one of them is koina, one of them is not koina, okay, if that's what Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, it can't be that the one that's not koina is Manik. Ain't the Bakr. The Manik is classic Mashiach. So it can't be that that's what you heard and that's what your suffix was, okay? Ella's like the Gemara, Ella Ika Meimar, the Lekoni Rochav, the only, the Tzad Rochav, not koina, but the Ika Meimar, Ella Rochav, Ella Rochav, Ella Rochav, it was Rochav, Rochav, Manik. Slowly. The Shalabal is Rochav and Makam Manik. It means, Zakti Marno, Avada Rochav is Koina. Avada Manik is Koina. Rochav and Makam Manik, but my Rochav Odot, the Tavas Botum Manik Odot, Ozal Machmose, this is better because Ozal Machmose, the animal moves, or Rochav is better because you're Tavas, but we'll see what the word Tavas means as the Gemara goes on. I'm going to stop here and speak for a few minutes about the huge machlekas of the Ktsais with the Bnei Shur, how to learn this Gemara. There are two major yisaidas in the Rashi here. We'll start off. Al rochav makom manik shneim bon lefaneinu zarochav zemanik zemekul shali zemekul shali. Amar Shmuel chad kani mevoyle Rav Yehuda heichad isnu tavayu hay odav rochav odav datofas bo b'chem mina mashicha kani heichad alak rochav makom rochav loy. This is a stira in the Rashi, and the Bnei Shur still is a stira. In the first part of Rashi, it's mashma that the suffik is a suffik in Hilchos Mechuzakos. Two guys came in front of us to Beis Din. One was riding and one was what? One was manik, one was holding the reins. And the question is, he says kulashali. That means, the first of Rashi's mashma, the shayla was not a shayla in Hilchos Kinyan, it was a shayla in Hilchos Tfisa. Who's called the toughest? What does the first of Rashi say? The first of Rashi starts off and says that two guys came in front of Beis Din. And two guys came in front of Beis Din and what? And arrived in Beis Din like that. Bal defareinu. One guy says kula shali. By the way, the guy who says kula shali says that I bought the entire thing by myself. How? I don't know what I did. Maybe I did Rechav alone. Maybe I did Manik alone. The other guy says kula shali. So what's the debate of Rechav and Manik? How they bal defareinu means how they arrived in Beis Din, not how they did the Kenyan. So the first day of Rashi is Vedaik to Pnei Shul. Pnei Shul is already Vedaik. The first day of Rashi is Mashma. It's a Shaila, not in a Kenyan, where the Kenyan of Rochav works the Kenyan of Manik. The first day of Rashi is not talking about that the Rochav was done as a Kenyan together with Manik. That's not what happened. It's talking about how they arrived in Beis Din. So the first day of Rashi is Mashma. There are two people arrive in Beis Din. One's riding and one's leading. Who's called the toughest? Is one guy more of a toughest than the other? However, the second day of Rashi is Mashma. We're talking about Kenyan. When a Rochav and a Manik are perpetrated together, which one's Koina? Is this one Koina? Is that one Koina? Or like the next Rashi says, Vaidilma Manik Odeb Dekaalza Machmosi, Vihiha Gdoilu Bekinyan. So we have a steer here. There's a steer here between two halves of Rashi. The first half of Rashi's mashma that the clash between Rochav and Manik wasn't at the Kinyan stage. It wasn't when it was Hefka, one guy did Rochav, one guy did Manik. The clash was at the stage of Chazokas, of Tfisa. Muxik, they arrived in Beis Din. Instead of Shnayim Rochav and Metalas, one guy was riding and one guy was leading. And the question is, which one is a better Muxik? Which one's stronger than the other? Which one is holding it better? Remember, we had the first Rashi of the Zman. Ein lezeh koyach yesim yilizeh. So what was Shaila number one? Shaila number one was, maybe a Rochav is stronger if he's holding on to the Tophos. Maybe a Manik. You want to know what will happen if a Rochav and a Manik will clash at the Kenyan stage? Two guys will make the same Kenyan? That wasn't the discussion in Abraham. That wasn't the topic. The topic was, it could be that they both could be kinder. It could be they both could be kinder. It could be when you do a Rochav and a Manik together, it could be they're both kinder. The topic was, when they both come into Beis Din, one's a Rochav, one's a Manik, who's a stronger Mochzik, or is somebody a stronger Mochzik? And Shmuel, the Yehuda heard from his Rebbe, Shmuel, that one of them is more of a toughest. However, the end of the Rashi's Mashma, the topic is Kinyanim. The end of the Rashi's Mashma, the topic is not Chazok, the topic is Kinyanim. That means, what's the topic of Kinyonim? You have a Shor that's Hefker, you have a Chamor that's Hefker, one guy rides it simultaneously and the other guy takes it. So there's Machlekes Ktzais and Pnei Shul how to read the Rashi. Both of them are Doichakim. The Ktzais says, with all due respect to the end of Rashi, the Mashra is the Shaila in Kinyon, it can't be that the Sofer was in Kinyon. And the Ktzais and Reis HaMachtes of Kotten Beis that I printed out for you on the sheet, says a massive Shtikul Torah, and the Shtikul Torah goes like this. He says, look, this is what he says. It's very interesting, and I want to point out the Shrek of the Ktzais. It's like the Ktzais like this. First of all, idea number one. In a place where two people did Meshicha to an animal, not Hakbah, do you need to come on to Amik Mir Zila Chavero Kana Chavero? Do they cancel each other out? Is it called Menachas Agabi Karka? Idea number one. We know that when two people do a Hakbah, if you don't do a Magbir Tzil Chaver, if you don't do Migud Azachi, then it's what? Menachas Agabi Karka, short talis, long talis, etc. What about Mashicha? What about two people do a Mashicha? So we spoke about it. Ritvasa the Meforish, Vashut from Shagran, what did he say? Vashut from Shagran, Ritvasa the Meforish. And what? Vashut from Shagran, Ritvasa the Meforish, it is a problem. How does Rashi hold? So we had a Diak to Ktsais in the first half of Rav Samach Tosef Kotten Beis. He made a Diak for Rashi. Rashi says, Kid de Precious, on the words what? On Shnayim Rechim, what the Gemara said, Shnayim Rechim. Sorry, Echad Rechim, right? Yeah, Shnayim Rechim, what do you say? Shnayim Rechim, what do you say? Kid de Precious, what's Kid de Precious? It's a riot that the reason why we do Chalukah is why? Is because we take on that each both guys did the Meshicha together, and Rashi says, it's a riot, from Yosef Lechver, Kona Chavera. So we have a raya from Shnayim Reichvim that even in the case of Meshicha, where two people do it, you still have to come out to Yosef Lechver, because we don't think we're all the way now in Yosef Lechver, Kona Manalov. It says Shnayim Reichvim. And that's an extra what? An extra Mishnah. And Rashi says, Kid Precious, which means that from here we learn out that the reason why you're doing Chalukah is why? Why are you doing Chalukah? Because we say that what? That they both did it together. And there it's a raya, right? Mashman Rashi, that there's a raya from the horse itself. by the arrival of the world, ideas Mashiach the Atakbo. He answers Rashi hold, even by Mashiach, if two people do it together, one cancels the other out. If one cancels the other out, the Mela, it doesn't work. That's why you have to come on, Tamar Biyotzil Chavir, Kana Chavir. So what was the Raya on Amad Aleph, Tamar Biyotzil Chavir for Shnayim Rechim? Shnayim Rechim was extra. It taught me that there's a new reason why I do Yechleiku, not because of Mom and Hamutu was up in Cholkin. The reason why I do Yechleiku is why? Because we take on, they both did a Mashiach together. And if they both did a Mashiach together, there's a major problem. Well, like one cancels out the other. One cancels out the other, you have to come on, Tamar Biyotzil Chavir, Kana Chavir. So Shita number one is that Rashi holds that the din of Munachas Gavi Karka is not just by Akbov, din of Munachas Gavi Karka is also by where? Is by Mashiach. Now watch. He says the Ketzais. So I don't understand. This is Gemara. What is the Gemara? Rachav alone is Kainim. Mamig alone is Kainim. What happens if you do it together? One of them wasn't Kainim, right? Isn't it his Kasha? One of them wasn't Kainim, says the Ketzais, then nobody's Kainim. Because if one guy did an act which is a Maisa Mashiach, if one guy does an act which is a Maisa Mashiach, if one guy does an act which is a Maisa Mashiach, if one guy does an act which is a Maisa Kinyan, it automatically cancels out what? The other one. So if you get, so you have a problem called what? Menachas Agave Karka. You have a problem that each one can't work because it's argued to a different Rishos. So what are you going to tell me? Migu de Zachli Nafshe, Zachli Nami Lechavi. But we have a rule in Amad Aleph that if one guy is not Kaina, what do we learn out by the Pikach and the Cherish? That if one guy is not Kaina, what do we learn out? And nobody's kind. If I can't get for myself, I don't do for you. In fact, the Ketzai is a brilliant kasha. How could the Gemara have a suffix over here? Rachav alone is kind. A guy rides a horse of Hefker is kind. A manig alone is kind. A guy was did Mashiach is kind. If you do it together, one of them is kind. In fact, the Ketzai is only one of them is kind, then nobody's kind. Why? Because the minute that they both did, which is an act of Kinyan, so the Kinyan will cancel each other out. So they need to help each other. And the one whose Kenya is not going to work out of these two is not going to help the other guy. I only do my Gvira Zilach Averu if I'm going to get something out of it. If I'm not going to get anything out of it, so nobody's done. Mela, Frekta, what do you call it? Frekta Ktois. I don't understand the suffix of the Gemara. What's your suffix? That Rachav is really kind of alone. Manig is really kind of alone. Just when you do it together, one of them is not kind of, the minute that one of them is not kind of, they both go down the drain, they both sink. Because when you do them together, one cancels out the other. And if one cancels out the other, I need to do for you. How do I do it for you? Only if I do it for myself. But one of them is not kind of anyway. So the guy is not kind of, he's not going to go out on a limb for the other guy. The male, it can't be that the suffix is of which one's kind of more than the other. What is the Olam Ding on such a ketzais? If you wanted to argue on such a ketzais, and there's a makum to argue on such a ketzais, what would you argue? What do you say? Oh, the Ketzais is fascinating, very good. The Ketzais is fascinating. What did the Ketzais say? We don't know at all that one Mashiach cancels another, correct? So here too, how could the Gemara have a tzad? A guy, they did two kinyonim simultaneously, and one of them wasn't kaina. And if it wasn't kaina, you're stuck because if I don't do for myself, I don't do for you. I don't need you to do for me. What do you mean they cancel each other out? When do they cancel each other out, Rabbi Say? When two people do a good kinyon. But if two people do a Kenyan together, one of them is not a good Kenyan because the other Kenyan overshadows, I can cancel you out. I'm about to you, I need to come on to Ramil Zerherera. The Ketzais took on an Akude in Lombus. The Ketzais took on an Akude in Lombus, that's nothing less than shocking. I would never ask such a kasha. How could the Gemara have a tzad that Rochav and Manik together, one of them is not Koina? You have two kinyonim over here, so each kinyon cancels the other, and then I have to do for you, you have to do for me, and I'm not going to do something like that. What kasha is that? You know when they cancel out each other? When you have two good kinyonim, or you have two good meister kinyonim, so my kinyon chose achnasa, which was to me, your kinyon chose well. I don't understand you. If Rochav and Manik, when you do it together, one of them is not kreda, let's just say for argument's sake, Rochav's not kreda, but Mokar Manik, okay? Because Manik's a better kinyon. So what do you tell me? Oh, but the Rochav still cancels out the Manik, and the guys do it? What do you mean? Why should it cancel out? You're not doing a sachmitz in this situation, it's not a meister kinyon. Why is Rachel and Malka Manik no good? Rachel alone works. Manik alone works. What's the Suffolk of Gemara? We'll talk about soon. Suffolk Gemara is that one of them is stronger than the other, let's say. But let's say you do it together, one of them is stronger than the other. So the one that's not strong didn't do a Maisa Kinyan Bechal. If he didn't do a Maisa Kinyan, why should he shtem me Bechal work? So let me do it alone. Let's say Rachel doesn't work. So the Manik's kind of, you tell me no. But the Rachel has to do it for me. Why does he do it for me? Because he's canceling me out. Why is he canceling me out? He's not doing a good Maisa Kinyan in this circumstance. I can't hear you. Very good. I'm happy he said so. What's the difference? It's a huge difference. Cheresh did a zach, which is a ma'isa l'achnasa v'roshos, just he doesn't have the das to make the chalais kinyan. Over here, when you do rochum b'makom manig, or manig b'rochum rochum, on the tzad there is not a good kinyan, it's not because of a lack of das, because it's not called a ma'isa kinyan. That means when a guy is a rochum, when there's a manig, that's not a way of bringing it into your roshos. So in this particular circumstances, it's not called you did a ma'isa kinyan b'chal, I don't see it by somebody else. It's by the Cheresh, the word is that the word is the Cheresh doesn't have das. But he did a mice of Achnos of Roshos, and he wanted to be Achnos of Roshos. Over here, he didn't do Achnos of Roshos Bechal, because if Rachel Bechal Marek is not Koina, Marek Bechal Bechal is not Koina. So the one whose Kenya is not Koina is Bechal didn't do a mice of Achnos of Roshos. So why should he stare at the other guy? And he's, I don't know what the Chzais is talking about. Ad Chidekach. I don't understand what the Chzais is talking about. We don't know anything, because the Chzais of Ad is right. But I don't understand what he's asking. What's his Kasha Bechal? His Kasha was, how could it be a Suffolk, whether or not? One guy's koina, if the other guy's not koina, then the other guy's not going to do for you. So you'll ask me, what do I need to do for me? I have a kinyan. The answer is, nobody's canceling me out. So, okay, what do you mean? If he's not a kinyan, why is he canceling you out? Well, why is it ugly to do the virtuals, by the way? I did an entire ma'isa kinyan on the animal, A, and somebody else didn't perpetrate a zach, which is not the virtuals. He's riding the animal. Why is that called different virtuals? I did a ma'isa kinyan on the animal. I did mashiach. I pulled the animal. The rochav is not koina. That means the rochav is not an act of kinyan on the animal. So I have an animal. I did a ma'isa kinyan for without any competing ma'isa kinyan. Why should it be a bittul over here? So I agree with you. But that's very interesting. It's a ma'isa kinyan when you don't do b'makom the other one. But in this place, why is it not a kinyan over here in this place? Pashup shot. Because when you do it together with another ma'aseh kinyan, I don't see the achnasa v'roshos. The other one dominates it, right? What's better dominates? I mean, this is nothing. It's not a way of showing bialis in light of the fact that somebody else is doing another kinyan. I find it interesting that the ketzayis held that hagam did the chisaron and that's a ma'aseh kinyan, it's still enough to share my ma'aseh kinyan. Very interesting. One of them is not koina, because he didn't do a good ma'aseh kinyan in these circumstances, yet his non ma'aseh kinyan is going to share my ma'aseh kinyan that he needs to do for me. That's fascinating, no? It's much a thousand times worse, Mike, than the case of the Cheresh. The Cheresh did a good ma'aseh kinyan, yeah? The word is, he did an act of achnasa v'roshos. It can't be chal for him. We're here talking about a zach that in this particular circumstance has no meaning. And the ketzayis held, what? What do you mean? But there again, what will be over there in such a case is a tfisa enough, you tiny. Maybe. Maybe you're tiny because there, if that's true, in that case over there, we don't have a clear right, we had a tour baby. In such a case, we see the guy didn't do a ma'isa kinyan b'chal. If I go, I'll tell you why it's worse here. Because in that case, at least I did a hagbo on half of it. The part that you picked up, you picked up. So the part is, okay, over here, if Rachel was not koina, so you didn't do a ma'isa kinyan to the animal b'chal. It's much worse than the case where the guy is low. Because over there, what I picked up. Over here, on the tzad, it's not a ma'isa kinyan. That means rochav b'makom manig. We don't look at b'chal. It's nothing. It's not a part of high and low. There, I did something according to this yibus. Correct? Either way. The ktzais had a kasha on the gemara. Yeah, ma'isa no. The ktzais had a kasha on the gemara. What's the gemara bringing a suffix when a rochav and a manig simultaneously in hefka do something? What's the date, right? What do you do? Zakta, what do you call it? Zakta ktzais. It can't be such a suffix because if one of them is not koina, then he's going to stare at the other guy. And he won't do for the other guy. He'll stare at the other guy and he won't do for the other guy. So, why is he going to stare? He tapens Zarka like all of you are saying, because fart. He's showing some sort of violence. The beats Bivald, like Rodenberg said, Bivald, I did an act which under other circumstances would be a ma'isa kinyan. It stares my ma'isa kinyan. And then the ktzais is right. Bivald, he did a zach which under other circumstances would be a ma'isa kinyan. So he's staring me. Right? He's staring me. And he's not going to be koina. So he's not going to do for me if he's not doing it for himself. And then the whole thing collapses. That's what the Ktzais says. It can't be Pshat Rashi, believe it or not. So for Ktzais, that the Iker is the first half of Rashi, the Suffolk was not a Suffolk in Kinyonim, because it's a no-brainer that Avada and Avada, if you have such a Suffolk, Avada, Rochav, Amanik will be coined together. And the Suffolk of the Gemara was, like the first half of Rashi says, two guys came to Besdin, one guy was riding, one guy was Manik, one guy was Rochav, one guy was Manig. Each guy claims, I made a Kenyan alone. And the shadow was, who's the bigger Mochzik? Who's holding on to it stronger than the other one? A huge Deichik. I'm going to bring some more writers now, like this spell. A huge Deichik. Why is it a Deichik? The second half of Rashi talks about Kenyan. Which Kenyan is better, correct? That's Aleph. Bayez, as you all know, is a Mephorsha Mishnah against the Ktzais. Pashtus. Wie ist der Mischen? Was? Der Mischen, der Mischen sagt, Echad Rochov, Echad Manig. The first Mishnah. The Mishnah says a guy came into Beis Din. One guy was riding, one guy was leading. It says Echleiku. It's how could he want such a suffix? That's a pillow. And Peishu asked the Kasha about it. It's not my Kasha. Peishu asked that the first Mishnah that one guy arrived in Beis Din Rochov, one guy arrived in Beis Din Manig. Tell on the says. It could be the two tools here. Come along the Pnei Yeshua. And the Pnei Yeshua says Punfakert. Okay? Comes with Pnei Yeshua and Pnei Yeshua says Punfakert. He says the Ikur is the end of the Rashi. Slowly. That means the suffix of the Gemara is a suffix in Kinyanim. I'm going to say Tiferet now. What I'm going to say now is the Psicha to a lot of the Lashit Tosas which are going to be the next few days. Watch. Pnei Yeshua says the other way around. We go with the end of the Rashi. The end of the Rashi is that there was a suffix, which Kinyan works, which Kinyan doesn't work. Slowly. Which Kinyan works, which Kinyan doesn't work. And there was a Shiloh Rochav alone works, it's a nice Kinyan. Manig alone works, it's a nice Kinyan. Shiloh, when you have a Shor of Hefkin, you both do it together. Which one works? Which one's a better Kinyan? Azei Zog to Pnei Yeshua. So the first thing for Rashi is aggravating. So as Rashi say, Shneim Boam Lufanenu Zer Rochav Zer Manig, they come to Beis Din Rochav Manig, why is that important? The Shiloh and Hefker, two guys simultaneously did a Rochav and a Manig. What happens? Aggravating, but that's how the Pnei Yeshua learns. I once heard from Rav Asher, he tied that Taisa is both Pshatim are correct, though there's neither are correct. There's a Suffolk Siam Mosek, there's a Suffolk on Kenyan. The root of the Suffolk is a Suffolk in Kenyanim. Which Kenyan works? When a person does a Rochav and a Manik together, which Kenyan works? Which Kenyan works? When you did a Rochav and a Manik together, which Kenyan works? The nafkamina of that suffix is who has a better mozik. It means we're introducing now for the first time the concept called tfisa a royal kinyan. Something is a tafas in a way that a kinyan is better than a tafas that's not a royal kinyan. And what I'm saying is the pshat of Rashi. What I'm saying is the pshat of Rashi. Not like the Pnei Yeshua, not like the Ksoyis, with all due respect. If Rashi brings in this Rashi both aspects, he brings the aspect of chazoka, and he brings the aspect of tfisa, and he brings the aspect of kinyan, vice versa, the two things are sharish of azah. The sharish of the suffix is not like the Ksoyis. The sharish of the suffix is a suffix in Kinyanim, and I told you why we can argue into it. First, we have a Pnei Yeshua and not like the Ksoyis, okay? The sharish of the suffix was in Kinyanim. Rochav alone is Kainah. Manig alone is Kainah. What happens if you do them both together? There's a Shiloh, which one's Kainah? But that Shiloh gives off another Shiloh. What happens if two guys walk into Beis Din and they didn't do a Maisa Kinyan together? They did the Kinyan separately. Each one says Kulashli, each one says Kulashli. But the part is, they walk into Beis Din holding it on Rochav, they're holding on to Manig. What do the two things have to do with each other? Because the one that's a stronger Kinyan is a stronger Mozik. Kinyan is coming to show Bailas. So if when I do a Kinyan on Hefker of Rochav and Manik together, one of them wins. So that one is also called the stronger tougher. So there's two different scenarios of the Suffolk. One Suffolk is when two people agreeably, they're not arguing, there's a Shar that's Hefker, one jumps on it and one leads it. Which Kinyan works? Another nafkamin is when they walk into Beis Din doing Rochav and Manig, where each guy's toughest. One's toughest Rochav Dik and one's toughest Manig Dik. And one says Kula Shali. I didn't do it together, but the other guy says Kula Shali. Who's the stronger toughest? So the one that the Kenyan is stronger than the other guy's Kenyan, he's also called the stronger toughest because I see more by you than by the other guy. That's why I heard from Rav Asher, he tied it, Rashi, so that's going to happen to his Kasha. What? One second, hold on. Leave the mission for a second. The mission, hold on. Leave the mission. We'll get back to the mission. So that's the obvious question. So why did Rashi have to say both things? Why does he just say that the suffix is Kenyan? So tell me the shurish of the suffix is when you have a shor that's hefker, a chamor that's hefker, one does a rochav, one does a manik, and which one's kainah, right? Why did Rashi have to spin off another nafkamina when they didn't do it together, but they came to Beis Din like that and they're telling me history? And then the nafkamina of which one's a stronger Kenyan is also a nafkamina of which one's a stronger tafas. They're saying big lumbas over here. When two people hold it in a way, when they come into Beis Din, they're not claiming they did the Kenyan of Rochav and Manik together. First of all, each one's claiming I did it alone. Second of all, they're not even claiming they did a Kenyan of Rochav, could they made a Kenyan of Sudar. They're arriving in Beis Din like that. So the one whose Kenyan is better, his Tfisa is better. This is the Psicha to the topic we're going to talk about by Rochav on Sunday, called Tfisa Royal Kenyan. I don't see in Rashi that you need to have a tfisa which could be a kinyan. But I see that if one guy has a tfisa that could make a kinyan and the other one has a tfisa that can't make a kinyan, that you're the one that's a stronger tfisa. So the suffix about which kinyan works, which kinyan shows bailus more than the other, has two nafkaminas. One is if it's a shor of hefker and two guys simultaneously went ahead and did it. And the other nafkamina is in a case where they didn't do it simultaneously, but they arrived in Bethlehem like that. And I want to know who's more of a toughness than the other. And the level of tfisa that you have is mitli tali on whether or not it's a better kinyan or not. So you'll ask me, so why did Rashi say the second nafkamina when the shorish is that? So I once said for a basher, he said a chap im shat. He said the case of the kinyan is kamat not possible. He said a chap. Rashi learns that rochav means the animal didn't move. Manig means, classic mashiach, the animal has to move. So he said, when did you jump on the animal? If you jumped on the animal before it moved, so the rochav, which kinyan came first? If you rode the animal before the animal moved, so which kinyan came first? Rochav came first. I jumped on the animal before the animal moved. If the animal moved before I jumped on it, which kinyan came first? What? Which kinyan came first? The manig. So it has to be that as the animal started to move, you jumped on it. Yeah? The animal started to move and then he gave a jump, which normal person does such a thing. Right, Rabbi Benowitz? 100%. He's tagging. Do you hear the Meisler? That's what I meant. Yeah? It's no case. What's the case exactly? If the animal moved before he rode it, so the Mashiach was kind of. That's called Mashiach. If the animal didn't move before he rode it, so he rode it, so he was kind of with Rochov. He went kind of alone. Elamai, the animal started to move, and simultaneously, when the animal started to move, he gave a jump. He jumped on the animal, the moving target, Bimenzok. And he did it. So Basha died, since it's a weird case. So Rashi says the classic nafkamina is when they come into Bezdin. One guy's holding it Rochov, one guy's holding Matik, and the other shayla is not Legabi Kinyana, because the Kinyan was made a week ago. And the shayla is Legabi Tfisa, the nafkamina, whether or not who has a better Tfisa is who has a better Kinyan. Either way, so we have a ktsais. We learned that the suffix was a tisa because of tifa lomdas, it can't be in kinyanim because they cancel each other out. We have a pnei Yeshua says that the suffix was in chazakas. And we have a third shot at Jehovah, kosav ashlishi v'yachriya v'neim, which says that what? That the two things are what? They're both. And one's a talad of another, and then it's being revealed to us for the first time. Is being revealed to us for the first time a concept called tfisa v'ruach kinyan, that the level of tfisa that you have is really told in whether your level of kinyan is not. I mean, why is that, by the way, like I'm explaining? Because it shows how you show the bios. However, I want to point out a fantastic sach. I want to teach you how to learn a Rashi. Let's go with the pshat of the Pnei Yeshua and our pshat. We're going to put the ktsais on the side because of the controversial nature of his pshat. Let's go with the Pashmash and Rashi, that there's a suffix of when a person does a rechav and a manik together, which one's kaina? So what's the suffix with chayra? Which one's a stronger kinyan, correct? Rashi says not like that. Look at the Rashi. Yeah, the Rashi. Look at the end of the Rashi now. Hi Odov. I'll teach you how to learn a Rashi as a more like a misbalanced Rashi. Hi Odov. Rochav Odov to Hatofus va. Rochav is better because you're Tofus. The Chiyavina Meshicha Kani. And when does Meshicha work? Hecha the Lekha Rochav when there's no Rochav there. Abu Mach of Rochav Loi. I don't know. Manik Odov to Alta Gachmose. Hiya Gdoyla Bekinyan. My reverse, did you notice that Rashi explains the two sides of the Suffolk differently? Rashi explains that one side of the suffix is that manig is odif, why? He agdol of a kinyan, three words. Manig is a better kinyan, right? Okay? Right. Say? You see? Say it, let's go back to see. So, there's a misbalance of Rashi, did you notice? And this misbalance of Rashi, in my opinion, perhaps is a pirchel on the ketzayis. Perhaps we'll see. What does Rashi say? The tzadik manik is better, says Rashi. Hagdol lekinyan, it's a better kinyan. By the way, why is manik a better kinyan? Why is manik a better kinyan? Because manik the animal moves, and by rochav the animal doesn't move. That's pashut why it's a gedol lekinyan. What's the other tzad that rochav is better? So what should Rashi say? Rochav is a better kinyan. Rashi doesn't say it. You know what Rashi says? Look at the Rashi. It's shocking. Chiyamina meshicha kana. Meshicha only works when there's nobody rochav, but when there's a rochav, meshicha doesn't work. Is that Elam Chap the Deer? Okay. One second. Shprech. Yeah? Did you see the misbalance of Rashi? The tzad that manig is stronger in Kenyan is here, Gdelam Kenyan. It's a better Kenyan. Why is it a better Kenyan, by the way? Because manig means the animal moved. Rochav not. What's the tzad that Rochav is better? You told the Rashi? He doesn't say that Rochav is better. He doesn't say that Rochav is better. He doesn't say that Rochav is better. Meshicha doesn't work when there's a rochav. You know what that means, by the way, in English. When you're pulling a horse, right? And somebody's riding it, that's not called you bring it into your rishos. So it's a problem in the meshicha, not because rochav is better. Did I know chap this in Rashi? What? You know the Rashi like that? So I'm explaining, you chap this? Rashi, there is the Mishnah balance. I would have learned originally that the suffix is, okay, we'll go with the Pnei Yeshua, the suffix is in Kenyan. You do a rochav and a manah together, which one works, right? One overshadows the other. Rochav stronger. Manik, Rashi doesn't like that. I know why Rashi doesn't like that. Because mitzat overshadowing, it's a no-brainer that Manik is stronger. He had a Kenyan. Manik is real Mashiach. Rochav is, we don't know where Rochav is yet. The animal didn't move. So mitzat clashing, there's no question about it, that Manik, he had a Kenyan. So what's the tzad that Rochav is stronger? Says Rashi, not because Rochav is a better Kenyan. The muck of Rochav, Mashiach doesn't work. So it's a misbalanced suffix. The suffix is which one works, not because which one's stronger. It's a no-brainer that manik is stronger because it's a hiagdel of the kinyan. But there's a tzad that b'makom rochav, the meshich has no meaning b'chal. Because when you're pulling an animal that somebody's riding, that's not a way of showing balance. So the meshich lost its meaning. So then by default, the rochav is going to be kinyan. So one tzad is that the manik is kinyan. Why? Hiagdel of the kinyan. When a manik takes a rochav, manik is a much better way of showing violence. I pulled the animal. The other side is rochav is better, not because rochav is a better way of showing violence, just because mokka rochav, the mashiach has no meaning b'chal. That's niflam oid mamash. I'll explain. According to the ketzayis that the suffolk is a suffolk in Hilchos Mochzakis, who's holding on to the horse more? I find it hard to believe that this whole Pachkaraya of Rashi, where he changes the suffix, is because it's trying to explain why your own mom looks like another. I'll explain what I'm saying. I'll say a beautiful zaka. Hold this a pure context. I'll explain. If the suffix was, who's more mosik? The puller or the rider? If I were to ask you, what's the tzad that the rochav is more mosik? What would you tell me? Because the mokum or rochav, the sheikh is not called anything, or the rochav is holding onto the horse more than the puller? What would I say? I would ask you, what's the tzad that the rochav is more tofus in the horse? We're not talking about kinyanim. We're talking about who's holding onto the horse. If I would tell you that the manik is more tofus, because he's, I don't know what, all the machmas say, or the rochav is more tofus. If I would ask you, what's the tzad that the rochav is more tofus? It's pash that the rochav is more tofus than the manik. Why? Why is the rochav more tofus in the horse than the manik tofus? He's riding the horse. He has his 2 feet around the horse. He's sitting on the horse, right? So if the pshat, I hold the right against success. If the suffix of the Gemara was who is more tofus in the horse, why does Rashi have to apologize for the tzad that rochav is better? It's possible that rochav is a tzad that rochav is better because rochav is sitting on the horse. The Gemara says the tofus bay. Tofus bay means the horse. The tofus means I'm holding the reins. Whatever it is, why does Rashi have to apologize? Rashi couldn't understand the suffix of the Gemara. By the way, when you have a Zara Rashi, what it means is that Rashi couldn't understand the suffix of the Gemara. He couldn't understand the suffix. Rashi couldn't say the suffix of the Gemara. You couldn't say the suffix because it was a suffix. Of course, it's a no-brainer. Manik is better. So Rashi, the American Yavi Lachma came up with a funny pshat. Not the pshat that Rochav is better than Manik. I thought the Manik is better. But the Mokum Rochav, the Manik has no meaning. Correct? Meshicha doesn't work. But Mokum, the other day, he should have said the same words. He Agdel Bekinyan, he Agdel Bekinyan. No. It's a no-brainer that Manik is. I'm teaching a little Rashi. Manik is Agdel Bekinyan. It's a Kinyan of a clash. I'm a stronger Kinyan. What's the tzad that Rochav is better? He should have said that Rochav is better because it's a stronger Kinyan. The man is not a stronger Kinyan. No, but Mokum or Rider, the Manik has no meaning. That's good. But if this topic of the Rashi is the Ktsois, where the topic is who physically is holding onto the animal more, I don't have to apologize why Rochav is better than Tofus. I can hear very stark than Manik. The Rochav is holding onto the horse. The Torah says we're not handling Mubzarkas, we're not holding Tofus, we're handling Kinyanim. Well, how many are a guy going to have to take you two things, the shallow ones? Which one's a better kinyan? So Rashi said, answer the suffix. It's a no-brainer, the manik is better. It's a no-brainer, the manik is better. What's the shallow b'chal? The answer is an acharami, but the makum roch of manik is not a kinyan at all. You read that? What? You have a rag and success? What? How's the rag and success? How's the rag and success? How's the rag and success? What's Rashi have to fetch the Gemara for? Teretz, it's the suffix in kinyanim. It's the suffix in kinyanim. Then the Rashi had a problem. Why is Rachel better? By the way, Rashi says a kvetch. Rachel is not better. Just when Mark and Rachel, I don't see the vitals of the matter. Oh, that's nifl mord. If that's true. So we get to the famous Akovet Shabbos, which is Nichas Adam, Marvin Besimcha, the famous pilpul of the Beis Halevi. When I think about what we see, I think about this pilpul. Oh, Zokti Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Li Rabbi Yehuda. Said Rabbi Yosef, the Rabbi Yehuda said to him, Nechzi Anan, let's see. The Tanana Mamek Sefikas Aboyim. You all know, I mean, you don't know anything, but you know there's an Isser of Klaim. They now that I have a Shor and a Chavor together, Yachtov. Correct? You knew that? Who said yes? Right? You knew that? Yeah. The story's like this. Right? You didn't know that somehow. What? And what about you, Shirik Dan? What? Leaves this, but don't have a chance. Yeah. Zakti Gomorrah. I didn't ask you, Arshav. Didn't ask you. I want to put you on the spot. Yeah. What? You know? It has nothing to do with pear apples. Yeah. I'm not excited. Why do you throw a food all the time? Why? Why does there be chal on food? To be nitfas on food, yeah? Sorry, well, let's go. Hamanik Sefer Zaboyim. The one who's leading the Shor and the Chamor. The one who's leading the Shor and the Chamor is what? He gets over the lav. Yeshiv Bekorin, the one sitting on the wagon, Sefer Zaboyim. The mayor pointed to Yeshiv Bekorin. We the Apple Shmuel Vatani Chamboy says Yeshiv Bekorin. Shmami Nar Rochel Vodei Lekoni. Now, we'll start slowly. Okay? Ma inyan klayim etzol kinyan. Poshim shot. What was going on over here? What about klayim? Just a couple. Is Rishonim all speak out, which is the poshim shot thing more. You don't even need Rishonim, but Rishonim all speak out. The poshim shot thing more is that in order to be kain erochov, you need to be ozom machmasi. The animal has to move because of you. Now the avera by klayim is an avera that you cause the two animals. What's that avera? Don't get the two animals to move together. Okay. So the Yeshiv B'Korban, the one who's sitting, by the way, the Gemara takes on for granted that the guy who's sitting in the wagon is equivalent to Reichov, to sitting on a horse. And the Yeshiv B'Korban is not called, you're not over the lav. Why not over the lav? Because it's not cool that the wagon, it's not cool that the Shor and the Chamor move further together because of you. You're not the one who caused them to move. I, when you sat down in the wagon, the animal moved, that's his business. Nothing to do with you. You're not the one who caused it to move. Okay, very good. So what's the Gemara proving? A technical thing. That Yeshiv Bekorin slash Rochov is not what caused the animal to move. That's good if you hold that Rochov is a regular Kinyan Meshicha that causes the animal to move. In fact, all the Rishonim, including Tosfos, everybody asks. But Rashi says that the Kinyan of Rochov is what? What's the Kinyan of Rochov? Loizaz Yodai Raglayim. They didn't move. So obviously there's a new Kinyan called Rochov which is not connected to moving. So what's derived from Klayim? You tell me from Klayim, I see it didn't move. We know that it didn't move. The Rachel we're talking about is a Rachel that doesn't make the animal move. And still there's a tzad. Rashi, I think Rashi number Aleph. Rachel of Koni says, Rashi, what does it mean? V'afakav d'loi Meshichi. It's not Meshichi she'en ezoz v'vokoyma. It's not Meshichi because the animal didn't move. So the tzad that Rachel is Koina is not because of Meshichi. It's not because the animal's moving. So what are you proving me? From Klaim, I see it didn't move. If I would learn like all the other Rishonim that Rachel makes the animal move, it's a form of Meshichi. I understand that. I understand those. I hear that. But if what? You're learning like Rashi that says before that Rochov is not making the animal move. The Kinyan is the Etzem sitting on the animal. So what's the Rav and Klein? You prove him Klein that Rochov's not Koina? You prove him Klein that Rochov's not Koina? Why? Because he doesn't make a move. We're talking about Rochov without making a move. What's the Rav? As a fact, everybody hold your Rishonim on Rashi. Come to me, Beis HaLevi. I printed it out for you on side B. Comes to Beis HaLevi and says, you'll see the pilpul afterwards, okay? He says a pilpul, he says a shtickle tayra. And I want somebody to bring me a raya against what he says. Says a Beis HaLevi, a famous shtickle tayra. Shtickle tayra goes like this. Avada and Avada, listen to this. Avada and Avada. If we have a raya from Shana, is that the animal didn't move. So that's a physical fact. The animal doesn't move. So if the Gemara and Oman Aleph wanted to say that Rochav is Karni, if you want to learn out the Rochav, if you want to learn out that Rochav is Karni, it's going to have to be a Rochav that doesn't move, because it doesn't move. So then it will have to be a tzad that Rochav is Karni. Because if, after I prove, watch this, if after I prove that the animal doesn't move, and still you're going to tell me that Rochav is Karni, in Achanami, Rochav is going to have to be a new Kenyan. So Avada, after this Raya that we learn out factually, physically, biologically, Yeshiv al Koran doesn't make the animal move, and therefore Rochav doesn't make a move. See, if the Gemara Naman Al had a tzad that Rochav is Karni, says Rashi correctly, obviously we're talking about that he didn't make the animal move. And still you're Karni. What are you Karni with? A new Kenyan. What's the Kenyan called? Riding. You're on top of the horse, it's a way of showing bailus. Nothing to do with Meshicha, nothing to do with Hagbo. It's a new Kenyan. You show bailus over an animal by riding on it, which is very Gishma. So what's this Gemara about then? So what's the Gemara bring a from time? Says there's a lady, a pilpul naira. He says like this. The Gemara started off with two stages. One stage was, is Rochav Koine alone? Is Manik Koine alone? The Gemara says it can't be because if it's Koine alone, Manik about the wins. Kol's man, you have a shadow whether Rochav's Koine or not, I could learn that it's a new Kenyan that didn't move. It's a Kenyan called riding. What I call on top of the horse. Says the basic lady, but there was a stage in the Gemara where the Gemara had a tzad. What Shmuel said was a shayla, not of Rochav's kain alone, not of Manik's kain alone, but what? If Rochav is kain, we welcome Manik. Said the basic lady, at that stage, the Gemara made a detour, and the Gemara learned that Rochav has to be that it made the animal move. Why did it have to change over? Why did it have to be that the animal moved? Because what was the suffix whether Rochav works with Rochav Manik? Whether Rochav knocks out Manik, whether Manik knocks out Rochav, right? Says the Beis Halevi, a svar, it's printed out clearly what I bought for you. He says, in order for one kinya to knock out another, they have to be from the same family. If they're both from the same family, so I can say, one is a stronger way of Mashiach, one's a weaker way of Mashiach. But if Rochav means it didn't move, and there's a new kinya called riding, how could one overpower the other? Why should you even have a suffix that which one is kind of Rochav b'mokam Manik, Manik b'mokam Rochav? The two worlds. Rochav is one type of Kenyan, Manik is a different type of Kenyan. Why in the world would you have a Zasvara? They're from two different worlds. We buy the Shalelim. They have no shaches to each other. They have nothing to do with each other. One second. Says the Beis Halevi that the minute that the Gemara moved over tracks and learned that the suffix of Shmuel was, does a Manik knock out a Rochav? Does a Rochav knock out a Manik? We're not talking about the Rochav that we were talking about till now. It has to be a Rochav with the animal moved. Because if it's a Rochav that the animal didn't move and it's not Mashiach, so it's a new Maisa Kenyan called Rochav, there's no suffix that the Rochav can knock out the Manik. The Manik can knock out the Rochav. There's no such tabachal. Slowly. The Mela said the Gemara like this. Watch. The Gemara was talking in a dialogue with the Gemara. Now that you must have meant a suffix of Rochav and what Manik is, because they're both from the same family of Meshicha, which causes the animal to move. And now you have a shayla, which one's a better Meshicha? Have a raya from Klein that it's not Meshicha. So, there's two tracks going on over here. When the Gemara Naman Al spoke about Rochav's Kaina, that was after this Gemara, Kilo. After we know that Rochav doesn't make the animal move and it's not from the family of Meshicha, now we can have a discussion. Is there an opinion called Rochav, called Riding? But in this Gemara, the Gemara knew we weren't talking about that Rochav. Because if you, Shmuel, have a tzad, that Rochav cancels out Manik and Manik cancels out Rochav, that's only for the same family of Meshicha. Two similar kinyanim could overpower each other. Two similar kinyanim, one could be better than the other. But if Rochav doesn't move, and it's a new Maisa Kinyan, not Meshicha, there's no tzad in the world to get overpowered. The way it worked was like this. The Gemara started off talking about Rochav alone, not moving the animal. The minute that the Gemara said that Shmuel had a suffix of Rochav, Manik, we understood, oh, you're talking about a different Rochav. You're talking about a Rochav which made the animal move. You're talking about a Rochav which is from the family of Meshicha. Why? Because otherwise you never have a suffix which overpowers the other. They're two different Kenyanim. One's a Kenyan called Riding, and one's a Kenyan called Meshicha. Elamai, your Rochav that you're handling now is a Rochav that makes Meshicha because it causes the animal to move. And then I have a Raya from Klein that doesn't cause the animal to move. Atkan, we're done with you. We know this. If that was your suffix, whether Rochav overpowers Manik or not, then obviously you would talking about a rachav that made the animal move, because you, Shmuel, would have had a suffix of which one overpowers which one. So if you have a suffix which one overpowers which one, you are obviously talking about a rachav which makes the animal move, which is obviously from the family of Meshicha, which is obviously both in the same family. So on you that had a suffix which one overpowers the other, because you're both in the family of Meshicha, I have a rifle climb that doesn't make the animal move. Now you want to know, could there be a possibility of a new suffix, a new din that rochem's kaina without making the animal move, which has nothing to do with Shmuel? Could be. Yeah, could be, but that's not what Shmuel meant. Shmuel obviously held that rochem is only kaina if it makes the animal move, because if it wouldn't make the animal move, it would be a new ma'aseh kinyan, then it wouldn't overpower Manik. Manik wouldn't overpower that. They're from two worlds. So in the internal world of Shmuel, who had a suffix that one overpowers the other, he responded and says, I've arrived from life. In your world, where it has to be that rochem means it made the animal move, and it has to be that rochem is from that family, I have a rifle climb, but it doesn't make the animal move. Now that we settle that, so we who don't hold like Shmuel, we can hold that rochem is a new kinyan. Just like we're meant to say that you, Shmuel, obviously hold it's not a new kinyan, because otherwise you wouldn't have had such a shot that they were pals, one with the other. Hold on, a whole pilpul, 1 second. A whole pilpul, it's a lady. The problem is it doesn't stick with the way I learned Rashi. I learned Rashi that the suffix of which kinyan works is not because one kinyan overpowers the other. How do we learn the suffix? Not because one kinyan overpowers the other. What do we say? B'makom arochav, the Meshicha can't work. If that's true, I don't care if it's the same kinyan or not. Even if rochav is a different kinyan. But b'makom rochav, when somebody's riding the horse, Meshicha doesn't work. So if the suffix of the Gemara is an afkamina, if the suffix of the Gemara would have been which kinyan is stronger, the Beis Halevi can get off the ground. His stickle can get off the ground. His stickle is... which one's kind of world the other? Then his shtickle could get off the ground. Then he could say a whole shtickle. The Gemara was talking about Rochav, which didn't make it move, which was not Meshicha, which is a new kinyan, until the Gemara encountered this particular Shmuel, and then the Gemara said a local raya to Lishita Soy. But if Rashi says that the Suffolk of Shmuel wasn't, which one's stronger? Rashi said the Suffolk of Shmuel was that B'makam or Rochav Meshicha doesn't work. Rashi never said that one overpowers the other. Rashi didn't say that. Rashi said, for sure, Manik's the better one, Kenyan. Just the shadow is, but Makam Rochav is a Meshicha. That could be even if Rochav is a separate Kenyan. So the whole Beis HaLevi collapsed. In the way we learned the Suffolk of the Gemara, that the Suffolk wasn't an equal balance Suffolk of which one's stronger. It's a no-brainer that Manik is stronger. Just be Makam Rochav when a guy's riding on it. So we don't see that Meshicha doesn't do anything. So that could be even if Rochav is a new Kenyan. Even if Rochav is a new Kenyan, but Makam Rochav, I don't hear the Manik. So the whole Beis HaLevi collapsed, in which case it comes back to Kasha. Which is about the Pashto, the Rochav and Rashi, is that the animal didn't move. If the animal didn't move, it's not Meshicha. So how can you mean a Raya from Klaim? What do you mean a Raya from Klaim? That we see in Klaim that it didn't move. Of course it didn't move. We knew it didn't move. And still we had it thought that it's Klaim. So what's the Raya from Klaim? That's the monster Kash over here on Rashi. If Rochav means it didn't move, so it's not Meshicha, so what are you proving me from Klaim? I'm missing a Lomda Shakash and a Techno Kash. Lomda Shakash is it's not Meshicha, it's a whole new Kenyan. The Mishnah by Klaim is not talking about Kenyanim. Second, well, technically, what are you proving from there? That didn't move. We know it didn't move, and so we had a thought that's an occasion. So what in the world did you prove on climb? That's the Pell Altsam onward. Well, tonight to be regular, I'll be sure. I will be here, Mr. Shem, tonight to be regular questions and answers with the Meshiva, Mr. Shem, And Sunday, I will say share at 8:30 in the evening, Mishotov Mosachas. On Sunday, we're going to see, listen to the order of operations. I'm not skipping any faces in here. But we're going to do the Tyson out of order a little bit. The first thing we do is we're going to do the whole Gemara Rashi down the page to jump into the teeth cut of the circus, and then we'll follow the Mamre Kermis message on Mishra Tayyip on Mishra Tayyip. Oh, 1 second. Today, Friday, we stepped out here to take care of Rabbi Zellinger. He asked me to remind everybody, Ein Simcha El Torah.